in practical terms, what does it mean to dwell with the burning fire all the time? That is an amazing verse that we just heard. Who among us can dwell with the continuous burning, with the consuming fire in Isaiah 33 and verse 14? To live with a continual burning and a consuming fire. Many people pray, Lord, baptize me in the Holy Spirit and fire. I pray that too. But do you know what that actually means? To dwell with this continuous burning fire. Many people don't understand what they are praying for. They think it's something exciting and they want a great ministry or something like that. Yeah, God will give a ministry, sure. Like Brother Parisitham was saying earlier, how churches were being planted so frequently around there. How many of us see that? Churches being planted. We think that we had to be very gifted. We had to preach profound sermons to plant churches. God takes very ordinary people and plants churches. And all the clever people who preach so many great sermons, they don't see it. There's a lot of entertainment in Christendom today. A lot of Christians are just wanting to listen with itching ears. But what is the result of our labor? By their fruit you shall know them, not by how well they can preach. So what does it mean to live with the consuming fire? In New Testament terms, I want to explain that simply and clearly. If you turn with me to 1 Peter in chapter 4, we must relate everything practically to our daily life and not just live in nice pictures of being on fire for the Lord or something like that. In practical terms, it means this. The fire is always a picture of judgment. The baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire burns up things in us that needs to be burnt up. And in 1 Peter 4:17, it says, it is time for this judgment, or this fire of judgment, to begin in the house of God. And it must begin with us first. So what does that mean? In the house of God, judgment must begin. In practical terms, it means that if God's fire is burning within me, I will discover things in myself. That's what our brother was saying. When Paul lit a fire, that viper jumped out, couldn't stand the fire. And if the fire is burning in my heart, the viper will jump out and I will be able to then kill it. And what does that mean? To judge myself. Lord, this was there all along. I thought I was clean, but I wasn't. There was this terrible evil thing lying inside, but the fire of God drove it out, and I thank God I got a light on it, and I can kill it. And if we live in this continual burning, we will live in a continual cleansing of the things that are unlike Christ in our life. Every viper is something unlike Christ. A viper is a picture of the devil. And there's something that we've all inherited from childhood called the flesh. And the Bible says there's nothing good that dwells in that flesh. It's full of vipers. The fire of God will drive it all out. And so, it's one of the things that we have taught in the church, that we must live in a daily judgment of ourselves. a daily repentance. And that's also linked with 1 John chapter 3. We have the hope of the second coming of Christ, we read in 1 John 3 verse 2. And if you really have this hope, we will purify ourselves. There again is referring to fire. It's fire that purifies. We will purify ourselves just as He is pure. If I were to paraphrase, it means, until I reach His standard of purity, I will keep on purifying myself. We can stop purifying ourselves when we have reached the perfection of Christ's nature. But He says that will happen, verse 2, only when He comes again. So if you have a passion, and I don't believe everybody has this, if you have a passion in your life, that I want to be Christ-like, the purpose with which God saved me was to make me like Jesus Christ. The purpose with which God created Adam was that he might reflect the image of God. But he didn't. He fell. Christ came to restore that image in us. And say, Lord, I want to reflect the image of God on earth and all these wretched things I've inherited from my forefathers that are in my flesh. I want them all to be exposed and burnt up. And if you're serious about it, He will allow you to see it in some situation. You're dealing with some brother and you'll suddenly find a viper coming out. It could be at home. Some provocative situation at home where something goes wrong in the home. Something goes wrong which you didn't expect. And a viper comes out of your heart. You think the problem is out there. No. God allowed it to expose a viper in your heart. Now what are you going to do with it? You can look at it and say, oh, that's not a viper. Okay, then it'll remain there. Call it what it is and judge yourself and put it to death and purify yourself. You'll be a little more Christ-like. That is the will of God, that every year we become a little more like Christ until He comes again. He who has this hope purifies himself until he reaches standard of the purity of Christ. So what I want to say to you in practical terms, my brothers and sisters, is that if you are not doing that, it proves that you are not really serious of wanting to be like Christ. You may sing whatever you like and in the songs and say many things, but you're not serious about following Jesus. The only person who can honestly say, I'm serious about following Jesus, is one who's judging himself about something or the other every day. Every day. I don't want to lose a single day in my life without discovering something unlike Christ in me. Do you find that in your life? You find many days going by in your life with nothing to judge? Have you already become like Christ or what? Nothing to judge? There's nothing for you to judge in yourself yesterday? Or today? Don't deceive yourself. You are imagining that you have already become like Christ. I am not. I am the first person to say I have not yet become like Christ. And therefore, and God is my witness, I judge myself every single day. And I find something, sometimes it's something very small, sometimes it's a little slip up here, something to repent of. Every day, I'm determined to get rid of every wretched viper that is in my flesh. And that is how our ministry also becomes more pure. If the channel becomes pure, the Word of God comes forth with power. We can study a lot and prepare a lot of sermons, but if the channel is not pure, it comes out and it doesn't bring the result that it should. And that's why I say the church must be a place where judgment begins here, with us first.